Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Canada, Chinese people publicly quit the CCP at Toronto rally. U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, forced organ harvesting in China cannot be ignored. Finland, Parliament members and citizens support Falun Gong and an end to the persecution in China. 35,000 Germans call for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong. Texas, weekend events expose the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa. And Kelowna, BC, Art of Jen Shan Ren exhibition displayed at Rotary Center for the Arts. Now for the stories.
Canada. Chinese people publicly quit the CCP at Toronto rally. Falun Gong practitioners held a rally and parade with the theme Stop the Persecution, Disintegrate the CCP on September 5, 2020. The parade passed through Toronto's busy downtown as well as Chinatown. The Tianguo marching band and a waist drum team performed in the parade, and practitioners in one section of the procession demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises, while those in another displayed information about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong. In order to comply with government regulations on social distancing, the procession sections were spaced far apart, with cars displaying information were placed between them. Nevertheless, the parade was striking. Xiao Bing from Liaoning Province, China, spoke at the rally and renounced his membership in the CCP using his real name. He is a manager at a finance company. He said, "When I was in China, I was persecuted many times. I owned a finance company. The CCP is very shameless. When your business is doing well and earning profits, they take away your wealth through various underhanded means such as declaring your company illegal and forcing you to close shop. Many people in my industry have had similar experiences. My wife has also suffered many injustices when she worked in a state-owned enterprise in China. For example, when asked to join the party, she turned down the offer. As a result, she was demoted from a senior position to a worker at the bottom level. If you don't give party official gifts or pull strings, you will be persecuted. What I went through made me realize how corrupt the CCP is." He added, "Under the CCP's rule, the Chinese have become very unsympathetic to others. Relationships are built on money and power. When the regime thinks you are useless, it will abandon and persecute you. Worse still, it will kill you. I love my country, but it should not be ruled by the CCP. China should have democracy, equality, and freedom. Today, I publicly announce my withdrawal from the party because I want to speak up for justice. As long as I'm able to, I will continue to speak out." He wanted to tell Chinese citizens, "Speak the truth, do good deeds, restrain yourself and be tolerant of others. Seek justice, aspire for peace, and quickly quit the CCP. I sincerely hope every kind-hearted Chinese will make a wise choice and choose a better future for themselves."
U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, forced organ harvesting in China cannot be ignored. Sam Brownback, the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, emphasized the human rights violations in China during an interview with the Epoch Times on August 31st. He said, "China was at war with faith. It is a war they will not win. It's a war that the kingdom of man has tried to win for millennia. And they're not going to win this one, and they haven't won it in the past. Among the groups suppressed in China is Falun Gong," he added. "The severe persecution, such as forced organ harvesting, was ignored by many people in the international community. And think about that, just mentally, that you're taking and persecuting this individual, you're going to kill them, and then harvest their organs to sell them. This is just horrific, what's taking place, he said. 1 month ago, Brownback wrote an article emphasizing humanity, titled, Humanity Will Win the Battle for Religious Freedom. Here's Why. The article was published on the website of the U.S. State Department on July 28, 2020. He wrote, This is our humanity, the awe-inspiring tapestry of goodness that binds us together. This is what happens when we are free to believe or not believe, and to act on those beliefs, as our conscience leads. Humanity is why religious freedom will always win out against governments and non-state actors seeking to repress and control it. There isn't a government, entity, or person in the world that can confine the thoughts in our heads or hearts. Brownback said that the CCP wanted to be a global leader, but it ended up leading the world in persecution. In the meantime, many people have not paid much attention to it. For years, the world kind of turned a blind eye to what the Falun Gong was saying about organ harvesting, he said, but now there is evidence available that supports its existence. We're not talking about being in the 1800s or the 1940s. This is 2020, and this is happening. And it's happening in our world today. I think it should be absolutely chilling to people to think that this is happening once they hear this, he added. In fact, if the CCP is honest, it would have made the organ transplant system open for investigation, but it chose not to do so.
Finland. Parliament members and citizens support Falun Gong and an end to the persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners staged peaceful rallies in front of the Finnish Parliament House in Helsinki on September 1st through the 3rd to bring awareness to members of Parliament and call for support of a joint statement from the Interparliamentary Alliance on China. The statement urges the Chinese Communist Party to end the 21-year-long persecution of Falun Gong. This joint statement was initiated by two senior Canadian members of Parliament, Peter Kent and Judy Segro, as well as Swedish MP Ann-Sofie Alm. At least 606 current and former MPs in more than 30 countries had signed the statement as of late July. The statement declared, over the past two decades, the campaign against Falun Gong practitioners has resulted in the imprisonment of hundreds of thousands of its followers, where they have been subjected to some of the most severe forms of torture. Particularly troubling are reports of the targeting of Falun Gong practitioners for their human organs. Today we highlight plight of the Falun Gong together with all religious minorities who have suffered from repression under the rule of the Chinese Communist Party. The statement continues. We remind the world of the depravities they continue to suffer and urge the world to stand up and speak out for an end to such repression, an end to impunity, and for justice, accountability, human rights, and human dignity for all peoples of China. Banners up to 18 yards long were put up with one side facing the Parliament House and the other side facing a major highway leading to Helsinki. Having witnessed the peaceful activities of Falun Gong practitioners for many years, the police did not dispatch officers to maintain order, and security officers from the Parliament House also greeted practitioners with smiles. Many MPs coming in and out of the building praised practitioners for their efforts, and many pedestrians wanted to sign the petition calling for an end to the persecution.
"35,000 Germans call for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong." Falun Gong practitioners in Berlin gathered outside the German Foreign Ministry at 10 a.m. on September 1st to call on the German government to stop the Chinese Communist Party from persecuting Falun Gong practitioners in China. Ms. Zhou Lei, head of the German Falun Dafa Association, handed 35,000 signatures to the Foreign Ministry expressing the German people's demand that the government stop the CCP from persecuting Falun Gong practitioners. One of the practitioners demonstrating the Falun Dafa exercises outside the foreign ministry said she believes that Germany, as a democratic country, has a responsibility to let its people know about the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. They have a right to know the truth and to give their stance on the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. She said, "Whether from the perspective of human rights or the law, people need to be aware that evil, which includes killing people for their organs, exists in this world." She said, "A government has the responsibility to let its people know that the CCP is evil and that German companies and organizations need to know whom they are interacting with when they do business or share knowledge. As we know, many Western countries have advanced medical technologies and excellent medical equipment. They help the CCP train their physicians and provide equipment for their medical activities. But many of them don't know that the CCP is evil," she said, referring to the communist regime's forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners to supply the transplant industry. She said, "Germans need to be aware of how the CCP uses the technologies and equipment it gets from Germany. We hope that the German government knows how they should interact with this evil CCP regime." She also noted that if a company or organization knows the CCP is committing a crime but still assists the CCP in its illegal acts, then legal and government action must be taken to stop it. Margaret Baus, a member of the German Parliament and the Green Party's spokesperson on human rights issues, came to talk to practitioners and express her support. She has spoken up for Falun Dafa practitioners many times and publicly condemned the CCP's crimes.
Texas. Weekend events expose the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa. In May 2020, Falun Dafa practitioners in Houston decided to go out every Saturday to tell people about the meditation practice and the persecution of the practice in China. The practitioners stand along Bel Air Boulevard in Houston and a street in Sugar Land at noon on Saturdays and hold banners containing information about the 21-year-long persecution. The Houston police have formally approved the activities. As August approached, the temperature in the Houston area often reached 106 degrees at noon. The persistent efforts by practitioners drew the attention of many drivers. To show their support, several drivers honked and gave the petitioners a thumbs up. One of them drove to the practitioners and told them, "You are great." Another photographed the event and praised the practitioners for being truly amazing. A man and his wife from China saw the long line of banners along the street on June 27th. He slowly walked by and, using his phone, videotaped every banner and recorded his narration. He told the practitioners that he admired their courage for standing in the heat during the pandemic, doing what they believed was right. The man produces videos of local events on his social media platform. He said that he was amazed when he saw that so many people practice Falun Gong outside of China, and he wanted to document it. The man interviewed two practitioners and asked if they were paid. One of the practitioners, Ms. Peng, said, "We voluntarily came here to let more people know about Falun Dafa. With this terrible pandemic and the intense heat, we want people to know about the persecution." Mr. Li, another practitioner, added, "To be honest, I wouldn't leave if someone paid me $1 million. The man then asked if these practitioners had jobs. Ms. Peng said, "I work in a medical center, and Mr. Li is a senior electrical engineer. We have jobs." Mr. Li said that several of the practitioners holding the banners had Ph.D. degrees. "Many of us are highly educated and are professionals from all areas, such as the petroleum industry and medical and high-tech companies," he said.
Kelowna, B.C. Art of Jen Shan Ren Exhibition displayed at Rotary Center for the Arts. Falun Gong practitioners in British Columbia, Canada, hosted the Art of Jen Shanren exhibition for a month at the Rotary Center for the Arts in Kelowna on August 4th through the 31st. There were fewer visitors this year due to the pandemic, but the exhibit made a deep impression on those who saw it. The Rotary Center for the Arts advertised the exhibition to its members and others who have visited there before. Several local media outlets ran advertisements for the art exhibition as well. Besides art enthusiasts, some people came to visit the exposition because other public places were closed during the lockdown. The director of the Rotary Center commented, "The art exhibition is of a very high level and inviting people to think. The stories are touching. I am grateful that I learned about Falun Gong through the art exhibition." Two art teachers invited a Falun Gong practitioner to introduce the practice at their summer camp, and the practitioner demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises for the students. The teachers led the students to visit the art exhibition, who left comments in the guest book, including, "It is a great experience to let summer art camp students learn about history. Thank you for coming, teaching them to meditate, and explaining the meaning of these artworks to them. Beautiful and thought-provoking art. Thank you for creating art that educates and leaves an audience in awe." A brave and heroic artist sharing the trials of life in China. Devastating and beautiful. And, wow, brought me to tears. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.